Great to be back on the pitch. It's been a long month for me, really. It's always frustrating to be out. Thankfully, it's not as serious as it might have been. Just great to get back on the pitch. But obviously, want to build up the game time as much as possible. Really, it felt a lot longer than 15 minutes when I came off afterwards at the end of the game.
From, I suppose, to a certain extent, the outside looking in, while you have been on the sidelines, what's been missing, if you like, in the past three or four games?
Everyone's just kind of dropped a little bit, and as a team it's been a case of, you know, doing the easy thing and waiting for someone else to make it happen, you know, kind of thinking, Cots will score a wonder goal, or, you know, Billy will, you know, say, or, you know, someone will do something special to get the goal, rather than as a team playing the way we know we can play to create chances, to keep pressure on teams like we did all season, really. And I think it showed a lot better second half over, you know, against a team that's won 8 in a row. You know, we pinned them in for large periods in their box, and that's what we've been doing well the whole season. We've been, you know, getting on top of teams stronger than them, pinning them in, pushing them back, and then taking the chances when they've come. And yeah, I think that was the only difference on Saturdays. We didn't take some of our chances. That was the only difference between, you know, the draw and the win.
Do you feel that almost now the team are back on track after two or three games, and it was only two or three games, where that just didn't happen?
Yeah, I think it was a bit of a wake-up call. And even looking at the last five games which we look at, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, if you'd have said the season, you know, draws against MK Dons away at Crawley, you know, and Yeovil after 8 in a row, they're not the worst results in the world. But it's when it comes on the back of a disappointing result at Bury and the disappointing result at home to Walsall. So, you know, I mean, you know, you look at, say, Swindon early in the season when we went there and got a battling draw in what people would have said it wasn't a great performance. But, you know, in that situation, it's all about the positives. We got a good draw against a side away from home. We can build on that. Whereas now, people, I think, have just been looking a bit on the other side. Well, we're top of the league. We should be beating teams 3-0. You know, we haven't done that all season. That's not why we are where we are. We've done it because we've ground it out. We've taken the points when they're on offer. We've been very hard to beat, and we've taken our chances when we got them. So at the end of the day, that's what we have to get back to doing the rest of the season, and it's what we look like we could be doing in the second half on Saturday.
And perception is one thing, isn't it, at the minute now, given the fact that the top seven, there's hardly any points between you. So on one weekend, you could be, well, going for the title, and then the next weekend, well, you might be falling out of the playoffs.
Well, that's, I mean, you look at Bournemouth, you know, went top, and then, you know, two games in a week later, and they're sitting sixth. It's just, it really is that tight, and, you know, it's almost scrapped the rest of the season. It is literally a 13-14 game season now between the top seven, I think, who've slightly pulled away, to see who can grab those two places, and then, you know, which unlucky team is the one that misses out on the playoffs, really. And obviously, we've come this far. We want to be one of those two. So, you know, that is our aim for the next 13 games.
So Shrewsbury then as a side, as a challenge, what do you know about them?
Obviously, I've played against them quite a few times, you know, whether it's been League Two or obviously this season, League One. You know, it's a tough place to go, and, you know, there really are no easy games. It's, you know, if you look back and say, we've got Shrewsbury and Hartlepool, that should be 6 points. But, you know, I think Shrewsbury, they're both on very good runs at the moment, they're both battling for their lives, and, you know, it's going to be two very, very tough games where it's not just a case of turning up, it's a case of turning up like we did second half Yeovil, and then on top of that, taking our chances.